we brought this up with the council to try and get maintenance carried out in the past on a number of occasions. The funding just isn't there for the likes of that work to be carried out. I remember actually when Mitchell Curley Park was going into place in different parks around Sligo, and that was one of the major concerns of the executive of the council. As I said at the time, it's all right putting all of these things into place, but where are we supposed to get a maintenance? The government doesn't allow funding for the likes of maintenance on this, and it has to be come from Robin Peter to pay Paul. Now, we've all had our heads around this as councillors, and especially those of the Sligo Strandhill, the borough of Sligo Strandhill. And each of us, I know myself, that each councillor has brought up concerns in relation to the footpaths around it when it's raining, the walkways and whatever, as they're impassable. I know the whole situation with lights is needed around it. The maintenance is the most important thing, because it has to be brought up to a safety standard for the children to enjoy it. Otherwise, it's closed off, which it is at the moment. And I think myself that we need to go down a different route. We need to be looking at the likes of Mitchell Curley Park, because it is used by such a broad scale of Sligo, of the people of Sligo, that we'd nearly want to start looking at it and maybe put a committee into place which will be overseen by Sligo County Council. But the main purpose of that committee is to carry out fundraisers and things like that in order to try and get this equipment all repaired and up to a health and safety standard. Because as it is at the moment, everybody's scratching their head and said, where's the money going to come from? That's exactly what is there. So we need to think outside of that box. And this is my own personal feeling. It's something that I hope to bring up at the next Borough District of Sligo Strandhill meeting of the County Council.
And do you think, councillor, that maybe the reason a lot of residents are kind of disappointed with the situation and are highlighting the issues is because of maybe even the potential of the area, that they have such high expectations of it now that that when it falls into this state, that it disappoints a lot of people? And as you rightly pointed out, coming into these summer months now, people are going to expect to use the area a whole lot more. So it's just to kind of be aware of the situation and trying to highlight it as much as possible to hopefully find a solution one way or another.
Well, I can understand the residents of the area, as a lot of people in Sligo are sorely disappointed with it. There is no sense in saying that they aren't. And there is pressure coming on us, on the likes of councillors, for solutions